Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Charlie Kohler met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I'd say it's pretty warm. Maddie dragged me to like these BS hot yoga classes that aren't actually hot yoga. They're called like Power Sculpt. It's like CrossFit hell, and it's terrible in Iowa. But she made me go to them all off season, so I feel like that prepared me for it. Yeah. Do I talk into it? It was Power Sculpt. Okay, first of all, not yoga. Anything where I am getting screamed at and doing burpees is not yoga. That is CrossFit. I have a fundamental issue with calling it yoga. And the worst part is I'm sitting there like a beached whale, taking a break every 30 seconds, and the 75-year-old lady next to me is curling my body weight while doing it over and over. It's so embarrassing. And I loved it. I loved it. Love you, Maddie. Don't listen to that part. Okay, keep going. See, that, I didn't realize Marlo was going to post that, but I should have known. Like, I should have known. It's so on brand. But I thought it was going to be like a story or like maybe send it to him, but I should have known better.
Do you feel like this year is different for you? You come in sort of knowing you have a role, and you maybe have a pretty good sense of what that role is. I mean, do you feel like you were in a different place than you have been going into the previous camp?
Yeah, I'd say I'm about a year older. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I thought I played some good football last year. It sucked. I missed a little bit with the flipper. But, I mean, obviously, like, as a competitor, I want to keep expanding on my role and keep playing better the snaps I'm giving and keep earning more. But, it's nice to have that, you know, we talked about, like, earned confidence of seeing yourself do it. But, yeah, that's a good question. It's good to, like, have that film and you can, like, continue. But it's so important to, you know, the only thing that matters is the next play. And so, like, it's important to, like, you know, look back, learn from it, and like take that confidence into the next year, but still keep getting better. So,
there's been a lot of talk about Mark Andrews and his contract, Isaiah Likely and his contract. You're in the same position. What's it been like for you entering the final year of your contract, and do you have any vision for next year?
The good news is the practices are so hard that it's hard to like worry about the future that much because I can't see straight when it's so hot. No, that's not true because I don't want to get put in the protocol. I'm good. I can see straight. I am healthy. I was just joking. But what was the question again?
Contract
situation. Yes. Obviously, you know, you can't help but sometimes think about it. I think a big part of it is just like, what can I control? Like, what can I control right now? So I can't control what they do. I can't control worrying about it. I can't control anything like that. All I can control is how do I put my best foot forward so when the time comes to negotiate, I have like a really good body of work to show and stand on. So I don't know. I think my parents like really did a good job like raising me with like trying to, you know, focus on the important things and let the future like play out as it is. But obviously you can't help but think about it sometimes.
Yeah. Charlie, I guess the timing of the Likely injury is not the worst because he has a chance to be ready for the start of the season, but how disappointing is that?
It sucks.
Being in the same draft class. You
know? It sucks, man. I mean, just because, like, people say it's a part of football doesn't make it any better. Like, it sucks. Like, the guy's worked his tail off. He's a great player, a great teammate. Obviously, you know, we're grateful that it's not super long-term, but you said they talked about it, like, publicly, like, what it is and stuff? Okay, so, yeah. I know, like, that, like, the general feel is hope to get him back early, which will be awesome, but it sucks. I mean, obviously, he's a great player, but also, like, it's just we're a pretty close group of guys. Like, it's fun to practice together and everything. So we'll be really excited to get him back, and we'll hold it down while he's out.
Is he a guy where you don't have to worry about kind of keeping his spirits up? I mean, he's a pretty naturally brilliant person. I mean, does that
– Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's super resilient, but doesn't mean he doesn't stink. Like, we'll check on him, you know, make sure he'll be good, but doesn't mean we're not going to still check on him and send prayers and – just be there for him. And it's always really hard. Like, people, one of the hardest parts of injuries is the mental part of it. Like, just, you know, now you have to watch practice and you can't go out. Like, it sounds like simple, but it sucks. And, you know, we've all been there, but it doesn't make it any easier. But, yeah, just because he's strong enough doesn't mean you still don't check on your teammates.
Charlie, I can't remember the exact quote, Charlie, but it's something along the lines of there's so many weapons in this offense that they forget about big fat white guy running down the seam, something like that.
I don't think I said that one, but
now after what you put on tape last year, do you feel like opponents won't be forgetting about you so often?
No, I mean, I still like. I turn around, and there's two gold jackets probably in the backfield, so it's like, if I was defensive coordinator, probably be focused on Lamar too. So it's like, it's not that I don't like believe in myself. I just like I know like what is the biggest threat when you play the Ravens. It's the MVP. It's number eight. Like he's the best player. Like, and so our job as like an offense is to support him and to make him feel comfortable and create lanes for 22 and 43 and everyone in the backfield. And then we had a lot of weapons outside. So I like say those things like jokingly, like I know that like I believe in myself as a player, but it is pretty cool to play with a team that's like this loaded. Like we just have a lot of weapons. It's fun.
Charlie, as someone who's been very close to Mark Andrews over the years, how much did the off-season narrative from the outside, the comments, how much did that take you off?
Like me personally?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really frustrating. I know like people really care about their sports, but like to see how like terrible some things are being said, it's really, you know, I hurt for him, and like I see it, and he does a really good job of like blocking it out and stuff, and he's like great strong, but yeah, some of those things are being said is pretty messed up. Like I know that people are very passionate about their sports, but like he didn't kill someone. Like it's like we came up short. Like it sucks. It really sucks. But like to see the way people react to some of that stuff is really disappointing for someone I love and care about so much. So, yeah, it does, like, make me upset. I understand people are emotional, but I wish people kept it above the belt a little bit more. I've been a fan. I am a fan. I yell at the Thunder when they're not playing well. You know, the champions, by the way, OKC. But I still, like, I do. It is frustrating to see how personal it gets sometimes just because I care about him and Isaiah and all of our room and all of our team so much.
Charlie, I know last year a big focus for you was your blocking, improving that area. And after you did that, what is kind of the focus this offseason for you?
Yeah, I think interesting thing about football and like sports in general is like the better you get as a player, the more you see about things to improve on. Like it's weird. Like as your knowledge, as I continue to learn the game, I keep seeing ways I can be better. So like there's still so many things in the run game making better bat, and then the pass game, you know, just taking my opportunities in the play action game and like, you know, down the seam or the cross or whatever, just being more efficient in my movements, you know, still spend all offseason trying to become like, you know, a better athlete, better mover, being able to get lower in my stance. Like I'm a tall guy. How do I continue to get low and fire out? So there's just so many things to keep getting better at. There's an endless supply, and that's just offense. And then there's a whole nother separate special teams, you know, how can I get better in my alignment and my leverage and everything. So, but yeah, there's still so much stuff to get better at.
Charlie, Roquan ran across the field late in practice. Talk to you and shake hands with you, or is that Mark?
Oh, we were just talking mess, but we were good. We were just chopping it up. No, we're good. I think we'll be good. I think we'll power through that relationship struggles, friendship issues.
Speaking of Roquan, was the call correct on that disallowed touchdown?
I mean, I didn't see it. I know that there was like a clutter of feet. I don't know what they're. I feel like if there's gonna be a guy going down, they're going to probably call DPI just because, like, the way it looks. But I didn't see what it actually happened. It looked like there was, like, a collision and a foot tangle, and then it kind of Mark fell. But I assume we're going to get that call.
I was talking about you kind of back-shouldering Roquan a couple days ago and almost getting a touchdown.
Oh, not today. Over there.
Yeah.
What was the question about that then?
Did you catch it?
Dude, okay, first of all, I, like, thought I was in the middle of the end zone. And then he called incomplete, and I was – sometimes I just look at myself and I'm like, am I an idiot? Like, I was in the middle of the end zone. He called incomplete. And then I watched the film, and I was so far in the end zone. I got, like, five steps in. And so if he called OPI, like, that's the question we can have. But, like, I was not incomplete.
But you weren't
juggling. No. And the refs are just as hot as we were. I think they were just, you know, trying to get us. They do a great job. I mean, they come out here every day. Like, they do an awesome job. So I'm just giving them a hard time. But, yeah.
Right, thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, guys.